Hello, we have cards for April 26th and 27th, and they are the Eight of Swords reversed, the Ten of Coins reversed, and the Star. The high cost of freedom, or the price of freedom, or freedom at all costs, or money is no object, get me out of here. The Unbearable Lightness of Being is a really great book by Milan Kundera, and it should be reread by everyone, or read if you haven't. We do not see the Tower. Number 16 of the Major Arcana in the spread today, the card of radical unexpected change. It's a traumatic card, the card of shock and awe, in which everything crashes around us. But it is followed in the Major Arcanum by the Star. Number 17, one of the healing cards, but also faith in the future, faith in ourselves, and of being comfortable in one's skin. Naked under the stars, this human is free to follow their star. We can say. We are in touch with and appreciate all the possibilities in the universe on this card. The sky is the limit, as they say, but of course the starry sky we see on the card is, as far as we know, limitless. It's a card of spiritual growth and peace. We should enjoy and appreciate this card. There is no tower, but there is a card of major loss. Today we have the Ten of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, the card of old family, money, and wealth in general. On the card, we see multi-generations of the same family, an old patriarch, a young couple, and their small child. They are all together in the old growth garden of a chateau or stone manor. This is a family card, but not necessarily a happy one. No emotional, devotional cups here. No hearts. No love. No trust. But a lot of interest in the trust fund, which seems to be waning or draining. The family business could be lost. This old chateau could be a hotel, which may have been or may be the family business. That's a shame. I love old hotels. Money is no object. It most certainly is, but as King Richard III famously cried out, "My kingdom for a horse." Someone may be paying out a lot of money to get out of or stay out of jail. In the past position, the reversed Eight of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is well known as the jail card, but the suit of air is usually more mental or verbal than anything else. But in the reverse, and right alongside that draining bank account, this could very well be a bunk behind bars. In the reverse, you may have freed yourself from whatever this was, and it could have been a marriage, but obviously, considering the upcoming star beautifully placed in the leading position today, it was worth it. Legal costs may have been high, causing someone to have to liquidate assets. Noticing the bather of the star, who kneels in the grass pouring out old water from one pitcher as she takes up new water from a quiet blue stream. The Eight of Swords is restriction, whether self-imposed or otherwise. Practically speaking, certain restrictions could have cost you or your business a lot of money, but these reverse cards are in the past, or soon will be. A divorce or other obligation that has been difficult to break free from, you will most certainly break free from it. If this reading were a fortune cookie, it might say you will achieve your highest goals in life, not anyone else's, yours, which may have changed.